Side 3. Choto. Dry plains stretched away toward distant black buttes. The afternoon wind blew dust and tumbleweed across the cracked concrete. Grant stood with Ellie near the jeep and waited while the sleek Grumman jet circled for a landing. I hate to wait on the money men, Grant grumbled. Ellie shrugged. Goes with a job. Although many fields of science, such as physics and chemistry, had become federally funded, paleontology remained strongly dependent on private patrons. Quite apart from his own curiosity about the island in Costa Rica, Grant understood that if John Hammond asked for his help, he would give it. That was how patronage worked, how it had always worked. The little jet landed and rolled quickly toward them. Ellie shouldered her bag. The jet came to a stop, and a stewardess in a blue uniform opened the door. Inside, he was surprised at how cramped it was, despite the luxurious appointments. Grant had to hunch over as he went to shake Hammond's hand.
Dr. Grant and Dr. Sattler, Hammond said. It's good of you to join us. Allow me to introduce my associate, Donald Gennaro.
Gennaro was a stocky, muscular man in his mid-30s, wearing an Armani suit and wire-frame glasses. Grant disliked him on sight. He shook hands quickly. When Ellie shook hands, Gennaro said in surprise, You're a woman. These things happen, she said, and Grant thought, she doesn't like him either. Hammond turned to Gennaro.
You know, of course, what Dr. Grant and Dr. Sattler do. They're paleontologists. They dig up dinosaurs.
And then he began to laugh as if he found the idea very funny.
Take your seats, please, the stewardess said, closing the door.
Immediately, the plane began to move.
You'll have to excuse us, Hammond said, but we are in a bit of a rush. Donald thinks it's important we get right down there.
The pilot announced 4 hours flying time to Dallas, where they would refuel and then go on to Costa Rica, arriving the following morning.
And how long will we be in Costa Rica? Grant asked. Well, that really depends, Gennaro said. We have a few things to clear up. Take my word for it, Hammond said, turning to Grant. We'll be down there no more than 48 hours.
Grant buckled his seatbelt.
This island of yours that we're going to...
I haven't heard anything about it before. Is it some kind of secret?
In a way, Hammond said. We have been very, very careful about making sure nobody knows about it, until the day we finally open that island to a surprised and delighted public.